Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, May 29th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 71 years ago, today in 1953, following numerous failed attempts by others, Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay became the first climbers to reach the peak of Mount Everest, the highest mountain in the world, at nearly 30,000 feet. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's sunny and feels like 61 degrees with 7-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:12, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:10. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of patchy showers most of the day before 3. But it will be mostly sunny, with a high near 77 and wind of 7 mile per hour. Tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 56 and wind of 9 mile per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be at 10:30 with a high tide at 4:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be partly sunny with a chance of showers and a high near 65 degrees. A chance of showers continues Thursday night. Friday and Saturday will be mostly sunny and warmer with highs in the low 70s. Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high near 78. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Steamship Authority faces a staffing shortage that could impact summer ferry services to Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket. Despite operating with minimal staff, any absences could cause delays. Local residents, like Andy Palmer, rely on timely ferries for critical appointments. The hiring crunch stems from a lack of mariners and retirements. Efforts to address the issue include seeking affordable housing solutions to alleviate the labor supply shortage, as discussed by Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce CEO Paul Needsweethy. Now on to sports. The Minnesota Timberwolves secured a 105-100 victory over the Dallas Mavericks in Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals, preventing a sweep. Karl-Anthony Towns led a late surge, finishing with 25 points and 5 rebounds. Anthony Edwards contributed 29 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists. Despite Luka Doncic's triple-double, the Mavericks fell short. The Timberwolves, still trailing 3-1 in the series, will host Game 5 in Minneapolis on Thursday, aiming to continue their comeback and make NBA history by winning 3 consecutive games. In local sports, the Red Sox on the road beat the Orioles 8-3. And tonight, the Sox and Orioles close out the series at 7:35. In top news, nearly 2 million bottles of Fiji Natural Artesian water sold on Amazon have been recalled due to manganese and bacterial concerns. The recall affects bottles sold between February 1st and March 3rd, 2024, with production dates in November 2023. The FDA classified this as a Class 3 recall, indicating it is not likely to cause adverse health effects. Consumers should dispose of the affected water and contact Fiji Water for a refund. Despite the recall, Fiji Water assures there are no ongoing health risks. In business news, T-Mobile is set to acquire U.S. Cellular's wireless business for $4.4 billion, including $2 billion in debt assumption. This deal will expand T-Mobile's coverage, especially in rural areas where 40% of U.S. Cellular's customers reside. The acquisition includes the lease of space on over 2,100 towers, but excludes most of U.S. Cellular's wireless spectrum. The deal, subject to regulatory approval, is expected to close by mid-2025. Analysts see this as a positive move for both companies, offering T-Mobile growth opportunities and relieving U.S. Cellular of its financial burdens. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $69,000. Ethereum is $3,800. And Solana is $172. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. PayPal is developing an ad network leveraging customer transaction data from PayPal and Venmo. This platform will utilize purchase information and spending habits to target ads effectively. Led by Mark Grether, former VP of Uber Advertising, the initiative aims to help merchants boost sales by offering personalized product suggestions. Although PayPal will collect data by default, customers can opt out. The company promises transparent privacy controls. This move follows similar strategies by Facebook, JPMorgan Chase, and Visa, who also use transaction data for targeted advertising. And in entertainment news, the HBO documentary MoviePass, Movie Crash, explores the rise and fall of MoviePass, the movie ticket subscription service that once allowed users to see unlimited movies for just $10 a month. The film reveals how the company's unsustainable business model led to its bankruptcy in 2019. It features interviews with subscribers, including a young woman who fondly recalls the service, and delves into the controversial roles of former executives Ted Farnsworth and Mitch Lowe, who face fraud charges. The documentary combines animation and archival footage to tell this cautionary tale of ambition and mismanagement. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American animator, film producer, and entrepreneur, Walter Elias Disney. He said, "The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.